Get the fantasy advice you need on your morning commute with the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Corey, you want to give your send-off here to DeMarcus Ware?
Oh, you know what? I remember the draft.
Lavona, give us some sad music here. You can begin.
We'll
put it in post. All right,
so I remember when I first met DeMarcus Ware. It was a draft day, maybe about 10, 12 years ago. We were in a downtime in Dallas. It was a situation where, you know, we had, you know, the Cowboys had become kind of a laughing stock of the NFL. Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, the big three, they were no longer in tow. Dave Campo, you know, Quincy Carter, just Troy Hambrick, just a litany of mediocrity had taken on Big D. Then we got Bill Parcells in, and things started to pick up, and you felt comfortable that Parcells had turned franchises around before. And you know how good Parcells was at leaving an impact and a legacy.
And leaving.
Yeah, and leaving for more money. And then I remember that draft class. I don't believe it might have been Parcells' first or second draft class. And all the rage was these two linebackers coming into the NFL that year. They were two can't-miss linebackers. One of them was named Sean Marion.
Merriman. It was the University of Maryland.
University of Maryland. I forgot his high school. I've been to his high school before. It's in Upper Marlboro. And the other one was DeMarcus Ware. Number 94, DeMarcus Ware. From Troy. Small school. Mid-major. Troy. The Cowboys were on the clock. I believe it was either the 12th or the 13th pick. They didn't go Merriman. They went with DeMarcus Ware. And the phrase was born. Beware of D. Ware. This great Cowboy came out. Sack master. It reminds you of like Ed Tuttle Jones or some of the great Dallas Cowboy defensive players of years past. Consummate professional DeMarcus Ware was. He was there through thick and thin. He was there in 2007. He was there. He made every play he could. I remember him one year the Saints were undefeated. They were 10-0. And Dallas was in a must-win game, and they went down to New Orleans on a Saturday night, and DeMarcus Ware terrorized Drew Brees. And he just never really had the playoff success that other great defenders have had. But I put DeMarcus Ware up there with the best of them. I just remember all of the great sacks from number 94, DeMarcus Ware. And then decisions had to be made. Decisions had to be made. Dallas wasn't going anywhere. The injuries were starting to mount. So we saw DeMarcus Ware leave and go to Denver. And immediately become a champion. As news was breaking yesterday, my thought process was DeMarcus Ware will come back to Dallas for one last season. He'll come back and end his career in Big D. John Elway said on the radio yesterday morning that DeMarcus has the right to negotiate his own deal and he can go wherever he would like. And my thought process, my feeling was that he was coming home. He was coming back to Big D to end his career where he started to be on championship teams in Big D. But he decided instead to retire. He decided that...
Because he knew Big D would never win a championship.
He decided that the days of playing professional football were over. I would like to tell DeMarcus Ware, thank you for all the memories, D. Ware. I'm proud to watch you and root for you, and I wish you nothing but the best. Godspeed, DeMarcus Ware.
Roto Experts in the Morning, weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Follow all the great programming on Twitter @FNTSY Radio and like us on Facebook.